Yes, sir. Now, what is your name, sir?
Martin Luther Castor.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis will conduct your hearing, sir. Just hold on one moment, sir.
Okay.
Sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Martin Luther Castor, 90519.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 27th, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing the attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. You cannot see us, but sitting on our bench are five board members.
Four.
Pardon me. Our board chairman is having to take leave, so we have four voting members. Beginning at the end of the bench, to my left is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After that is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. And to my immediate right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Osborne, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Oh, wait.
Can't see that.
Before we get started, Mr. Casador, I need to swear you in. So do you and Mr. Osborne solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes,
I do, sir.
Thank you very much. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. Mr. Casador, when I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, Mr. Casador?
Yes.
I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways your company as follows. Violation of condition number one is demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after release on August 25th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Casador, is this true or false?
I did contact them. I did call them, and the response on the phone was that this phone is not active. And I tried to call them from Casa Grande to Safford on my release.
Well,
and I'll just have to say it's true, but I did call them, and no one would answer.
Okay,
sir. Because I can't make it in one working day to Safford.
Thank you. I will mark it as true. And I'm going to make a motion to pass through the first phase of this hearing, but you'll have a chance to speak with the board in detail in phase two. And that is the crucial phase in which we decide whether to continue or revoke your community supervision. But for now, I will move through phase one by stating that based on Mr. Casador's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
So.
Agreed. Mr. Casador, I'll get right back to you in just a moment. Just need to check out a few boxes. Okay. Mr. Casador, we're going to move on to phase two of the hearing. During this phase, we'll determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Osborne, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional information regarding your background. We will come back to you momentarily, so if you just remain on the telephone, we will come right back to you, sir. Okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Casador was released from DOC custody on August 25th of 2017. He was arrested on September 2nd of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on his absconder warrant status. and was returned back to our custody that same day with 8 abscond days with a community supervision end date of February 1st of 2018. Current conviction, 2016, threat and intimidate, 3 counts, each was 1 year. Prior convictions, 1992, endangerment, 1 year. 1994, burglary, 3rd degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2010, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year. 2011, resisting arrest, 1 year. And 2014, threat and intimidate, 1 year. He's had 6 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is STG ending information noted that on July 14th and 16th, during intake interview, Castor stated he affiliated himself with the Native American Brotherhood, and he no longer participates in gang activity. Prior terms of supervision, 1992, earned release completion 10 months. 1996, earned release completion 4 months. 2011, TIS Tech violator, arrested by Safford PD on new felony ag assault charges. Ag assault on a law enforcement officer, returned to custody and revoked. 2012, TIS Tech violator, returned to custody and reached CSED. And 2014, TIS absconder 14 days, returned to custody and revoked. As a moderate disciplinary history was set noted. Other arrests, 1993, theft, AZ County Jail. 1994, burglary, AZ no contest. 1997, disorderly conduct, AZ felony conviction probation. 1998, aggravated assault, Colorado felony conviction probation. 2000, burglary, Colorado felony conviction state prison. 2007, assault, Arizona felony conviction probation. And 2009, threat and intimidate, AZ felony conviction probation. And he has a community risk score of G3, V4.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Costadora. It looks like that when you were released from DOC, you were approved to live with your mother, Dolores, at 1 Coolidge Dame Road, Peridot, Arizona. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
We have no notation of you working. I recognize that you weren't out for very long, but did you find work while you were on community supervision?
Yes, I usually work in Safford for a dishwasher, just being a dishwasher, because that's the only job I can get.
Well, we commend you for seeking work. You have no programming notes. It seems that you have disappeared from community supervision pretty soon after you were released from DOC. So what happened in that time in between, sir?
One of the problems that I had before I answered those questions is that I'm so used to structure that when I'm released, it's just like I'm just like a little baby, and it's hard for me to adjust. But that's no excuse. But I need to learn how to be in community with the right people, because when I get out, there's no structure. There's no one to tell me what to do, where to go, how, what time. I'm so used to when to eat, when to sleep, where to go, what programs to take. I'm so used to that structure, but I need to work on that more, is learning how to live in complete freedom without no one telling me what to do. So, yeah, but that's one of my problems I need to work on, is structure.
Do you have family support outside of the correction system, sir?
Yes, I do, on the reservation in St. Carlos, Arizona. There's a lot of programs down there also.
It looks like that you were picked up on your abscond warrant by the Phoenix Police Department, is that correct?
Yes.
What was happening when the police made contact with you?
Excuse me?
How is it that the police came into contact with you?
They just picked me up, did a warrant check, random warrant check like they usually do. They usually drive around in Phoenix and just pick up anybody. I mean, not pick up anybody, but just do warrant checks, because I have a bunch of tattoos on me and I got long hair, so I fit a description of a warrant check.
Um, Phoenix and not with your family?
The bus only goes to two routes. It either goes to Phoenix or it goes to Tucson, and I wanted to go to neither one. I wanted to go to Globe. So I went and started hitchhiking. When I got out of here, I got dropped off in Casa Grande. I asked if the bus went to Globe. They said, no, it doesn't. It goes to either Phoenix or Tucson. And I was like, I don't want to go there. So I caught a taxi. I went and caught a ride as far as I could outside of Casa Grande. I stood outside Casa Grande trying to hitchhike toward Florence Junction or toward Superior. But then, truthfully, I got picked up by a bunch of Native Americans that were coming out of Sacatone, and they said they were headed toward Phoenix. So they said, that's your only way. There's no way you can make it going through toward Superior or toward Dole in this area. They said, you're going through the reservation. So I said, okay. So I jumped in a car, and they dropped me off in Phoenix. And this was on a Friday night. And on Friday night, I already knew, I was like, because before that, I called the parole office, but then the parole office, you can even call them yourself. They'll say the same thing. This phone is not activated. I called the parole office in Safford, but then I got up at Phoenix at night, and I just started wandering around in Phoenix. And then I had no money. So I was just like, oh, well. And I knew that if I go back Monday, I had a feeling that they already ran a warrant out on me, which they usually do. So I just figured, I'd probably just wait around and see what happens. And so sure enough, they came and got me. So I really have no excuse, but I was just lost. I got out lost. And if the bus went straight to Globe from Casa Grande, it would have been great. But it didn't go to Casa Grande. It just went to either Phoenix or Tucson.
But Mr. Castro, let me ask you a question. One way or the other, you'll be coming out of the correction system on your own without community supervision down the road. So how do you plan on making it back to Safford?
I'm going to have my sister pick me up. I wrote a letter to them saying, look, I need help this time because I never asked my family for help. So I told my, because I have a good family. And I wrote a letter, and maybe I'll get a call from the counselor. And I told them specifically, somebody needs to come and get me. Somebody, my sister, I told them, you guys need to come and get me so I can go straight home. So that's one way. My sister, because they will, my family will come get me.
Okay. I need to ask one quick question of our community corrections officer, and then I'll ask my fellow board members if they have any questions. Mr. Osborne, I can only assume that he would have a good number that was available to him. If
yes, sir. they do provide good numbers upon release, and also it states to report within person within one working day. So.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Osborne. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you, Mr. Costador. I have no questions from my fellow board members. Mr. Costador, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you'd like to make to the board before we go into the discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself in the interest of time management, but this is your hearing, and what would you like to share?
I would first like to apologize for my behavior. I'm sorry to the department for, and I also like to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to you, and that I really appreciate. Plus, like I said, I'd like to say I'm sorry for my behavior, and hopefully that I will have a chance to try, you know, because I need to go home. My mother's like almost 90 years old, and I just, well, anyway, thank you for everything, and I'm sorry. So that's all I need to say.
Thank you, Mr. Costador. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, especially because you can't see us and we're just on the telephone, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision regarding your community supervision. If you'll just remain quiet for a few moments, we'll get back to you shortly with a decision. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I will say in this open meeting setting that I have some empathy for Mr. Costador. It sounds good-hearted, and it sounds like that he at least made some attempt to make it back to where we should be in Safford, but it did not work out for him. For whatever reason, I'm satisfied that they are given good telephone contact information when they come out. It doesn't sound like there was much preparation for his transition that he took the initiative on. And he spoke very much about maybe being used to the structure of the system after so many years of incarceration. And again, I feel for him. But at this point, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for community supervision. He might be better off with so little time left on his flat sentence, taking advantage of what's left of his time to plan for a safe transition back to Safford so that he can get back to his family and be a productive citizen. But I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues, and that's where I'd like to begin the discussion.
Right.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3025, our discussion with Mr. Costador, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Costador was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Mr. Costador?
Yes.
Your supervision has been revoked. You'll be released on or about February 1st, 2018. I recognize that may sound like a long time away, but it's not. It can be measured in weeks. And I think it would be best, I think this board feels it would be best if you took advantage of the remainder of your sentence to put together a plan for your transition back to the community.
Did we just go PA?
And so, in other words, I'm denied.
Yes, we're revoking your community supervision. You're being denied, and we're asking you to take advantage of the remainder of your prison sentence to put together a plan for your transition back home. You will no longer be under community corrections. You'll be of your own free will, but you'll be released on or about February 1st, 2018. We wish you the best. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place. Thank you, Mr. Costador.
Okay, thank you.